Ledbury report confirms works never done to strengthen blocks. A structural assessment of the Ledbury Estate Towers has confirmed they have been vulnerable to collapse from a gas explosion since they were built nearly 50 years ago. A report published last week, produced by structural surveyors Arup, has outlined the investigations carried out to date on two of the four 14-storey blocks. It confirms that strengthening works, which should have been given to all UK tower blocks following the Ronan Point tower block collapse in 1968, never happened at the Ledbury. It also confirms the Ledbury towers were never fit to carry gas pipes. Southwark Council has also confirmed to the news that since gas supplies were switched off on August the 11th, their plan is for the blocks to become fully electric and for all gas provision to be permanently removed. Surveyors inspected the concrete-fitted construction between walls, floors and ceilings in two empty flats in Skenfrith House and Bromyard House between July and August. Suspicions about the structural safety of the blocks were first raised with the council and residents by independent surveyors Arnold Tarling and Tony Bird, and it was later realised that records of the tower's design, dating back to 1968-70, when the blocks were built by the Greater London Council, had been lost. So there was no record of whether the strengthening works happened. Outlining their findings, Arup's report said no reinforcement was detected in the internal load-bearing walls or the internal leaf of the external load-bearing walls. As such, the walls would fail under a 34 kPa, and also a 17K PA blast load, blast pressures for piped and bottled gas. The loss of walls would undermine the support to the floor slabs immediately above, and investigations of the connection between the floor slabs and walls show that the connection is incapable of supporting the weight of the floor in tension. However, the report states that Arup will carry out further tests on many more flats before it can be determined what should happen next, and whether it would be feasible to carry out strengthening works. The Southwark Council spokeswoman told the news that these further tests could be completed and a further report produced by November 20th. Councillor Stephanie Cryan, Southwark Council's deputy leader and cabinet member for housing, said, "This report expands on what we already knew and have communicated to residents, that the blocks should not have had gas heating and hot water system installed in the 1960s without adequate strengthening work. Of course, as soon as we found this out on August the 11th, we turned off the gas, so the risk has been removed, and we are continuing our investigations. The wider question remains why the blocks may not have been sufficiently strengthened when they were built in the late 1960s, before the council took ownership in the 1980s, and whether other blocks elsewhere in the country are affected. With that in mind, we met with Department of Communities and Local Government, the DCLG, this week, and have also now shared the Arup report with them. At a public meeting last week, I apologised to our residents for the distress and inconvenience these issues have caused, and the Council continues to offer every support we can while we resolve the issues on the Ledbury.